I'm Dick Giuliano.
Montgomery County inches closer to normal operations. I'm Kate Ryan.
Down day on Wall Street, Monday trading, Asian stocks tanking this morning. Good morning. Welcome in. 4 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. More kids and teens will be eligible to get COVID vaccines soon. CBS's Steve Futterman reports.
It's yet another step as the U.S. continues to immunize additional segments of its population. The acting FDA commissioner says parents can rest assured that the agency undertook a thorough and vigorous review. In March, Pfizer said tests involving more than 2,000 children ages 12 to 15 showed a 100% efficacy rate.
A state of emergency in North Carolina now as the Colonial Pipeline shutdown cuts fuel supplies to the East Coast. CBS's Alana Anise tried gassing up there.
The owner of the station, owner or manager, I'm not sure which, was kind of walking around talking with people, and I just asked him if he had any more gas, and he said he probably would guess he would have gas for about 15 more minutes, but that they were really low. His wife was inside monitoring the tanks. I did ask him, I said, you know, once they ran out, how long did he think it would be till they got gas? And he said he really didn't know. He said it really is, there isn't really a schedule, and it's very hit or miss.
A Russian hacking group is reportedly behind the ransomware attack on Colonial. There's evidence of similar attacks in 10 countries. Russell Westbrook breaks a once unbreakable record with his 182nd triple-double.
The fadeaway. And there it is. History. Russell Westbrook has just surpassed Oscar Robertson. It lasted 47 years, and now Russell Westbrook stands there all alone.
That call on NBA TV, but despite the milestone, the Atlanta Hawks beat the Washington Wizards 125-124. Violence is escalating following days of clashes between Palestinians and Israeli security forces. Hamas fired rockets and Israel retaliated, killing 24 people, including children, in Gaza. The Jerusalem Post reports Gaza fired back, injuring at least 31 people. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signs a bill banning citizens' arrests on suspected criminals.
Georgia has a long history in the fight for justice, from the civil rights movement to leading the way on criminal justice reform to passing anti-hate crimes legislation last year. Here in the Peach State, we will continue to show the world that Georgia is too great for hate.
The bill was drafted after the murder of Ahmaud Arbery, who was killed while jogging in his neighborhood last year. Ukrainian Secret Service agents confiscate a shipment of vodka produced inside Chernobyl's radioactive zone. The Chernobyl Spirit Company says 1,500 bottles of Atomic were snagged back in March. This is CBS News.
Small Business Month is here, and Dell Technologies and Windows can help you upgrade your tech with up to 45% off high-performance PCs. Work anywhere with Windows 10 Pro. Call 877-ASK-DELL.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Silver Diner's spring menu has something for everyone, from the new vegan Beyond Meat meatless tacos to the locally sourced tenderloin steak frites to the seasonal watermelon and shrimp salad. And if that doesn't make you hungry, how about one of Silver Diner's famous milkshakes? They are so big, they include the shake tin on the side. Whether you dine in, dine out, or carry out, Silver Diner has something for everyone. Silver Diner. Eat well. Be well.
WTOP at 4:04. Good Tuesday morning, May 11th, 2021. It'll be partly to mostly sunny this Tuesday. Breezy, might see a spotty shower by afternoon. The high could reach 67. We're at 53 in our nation's capital right now. And a good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. Topping the local stories we're following for you as we ride into this Tuesday together, Fairfax County Commonwealth Attorney Steve Descano says this morning a state trooper apparently had no legal basis for pulling over a black woman who he later arrested and charged.
What made you pull me over?
Can you step out here? I'll show you.
Why am I stepping out of the car?
I'll show you what's wrong with your car.
can tell me from in here.
Huh?
I said, you can tell me from in here. I don't really want to step outside my car.
Okay, I need you to step out of the car. Need you to step out of the car?
For what?
Because I need you to step out of the car because you took off from me on a traffic stop.
I didn't real. I thought you were...
Are you not going to step out of the car?
No, I thought you were emergency. I thought you were like a...
Can you take your seatbelt off for me, please, ma'am?
I thought you were a... What's it called? I thought you were an ambulance or something. That's why I was trying to get... get out of the way first.
Descano is demanding this morning an internal state police investigation into the incident which happened on the Beltway on March 6th. The Washington Post reports that Descano has dismissed all charges in the case against Juanisha Brooks, a Pentagon civilian employee. She had been that day charged with resisting arrest, eluding police, failing to have her headlights on, and reckless driving. State police say this morning the stop and arrest were proper. The trooper's been on the job for 24 years. New this morning on WTOP Tuesday, D.C. announcing it expects to fully lift COVID pandemic restrictions for businesses about this time next month.
Talking about bars, nightclubs, and large sport and entertainment venues, as of June 11th, all capacity limits and restrictions related to time and types of activities will be lifted. And D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says Friday, the 21st,
we will be turning on substantially more activity in the district.
People will be able to dance at weddings. Bars and nightclubs can allow 50% capacity, and restaurants and houses of worship will have no capacity limits. Christy King, WTOP News.
The operator of some of D.C.'s premier live music venues delighted this morning to learn that all capacity restrictions will be lifted June 11th. To be exact, paving the way for a return to live performances in our nation's capital.
It's not exactly clear when music venues will reopen, but there's no doubt fans, including those who've seen Leon Bridges at the 930 Club and the Anthem, are ready for the music. Baby,
baby, baby. We are completely thrilled.
Audrey Fick-Schaefer, spokeswoman for IMP, which owns 930 and the Anthem, and operates Merriweather Post and Lincoln Theater, says you can't flip a switch and turn these venues back on, but work is underway.
We can't wait to get our furloughed employees back. We can't wait to get the fans back and the bands back.
She says the pedal's to the metal, rebuilding the concert venue teams and developing a concert schedule. Dick Uliano, WTOP News.
WTOP at 4:07, Tuesday morning, May 11th. Welcome in.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton, and people sometimes ask me, what is the Good Feet store? A shoe store? I respond, we're an art support store. Most people don't realize that we have four arches in each foot. Not only that, but there are 26 bones, 33 joints, and over 100 tendons and ligaments in each foot. There is no way that a mass-produced shoe is going to meet the specific needs of your feet. That's where we come in. When you come into the Good Feet store, our staff is